Hello, beautiful people, and I hope that everyone is having an awesome, blessed day. I just felt such an unction from the Holy Spirit to come on here and release this word over you. Let it just ignite your spirit. Let it sink deeply within your spirit. Because this is a call to the Gideons out there. The Lord led me to that scripture, and we're all very familiar with it. He hid himself among the wine press. He didn't want to be called out. He didn't want to be chosen for anything. He felt weak. He felt helpless. But the Lord wants each of you to know today, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. You may, there's some under the sound of my voice, you're hiding yourself among the baggage of your life. You're hiding yourself, feeling as though you too are weak. It's out of your hands. You can't do anything. You don't want to be chosen, but you want to sit right there in that comfortable place. But the Lord is calling you out. He's calling you out to deeper and higher things. He has that confidence in you that you may be lacking right now in this moment. But there is a warrior spirit within you, and he's calling it to rise up, to fear not, for the Lord thy God will go with you wherever you go. You know, I can imagine the conversation between Gideon and God. You know, telling him, I'm too weak to do this. I just don't want to do this. I can't do this. I'm not a mighty man of valor. And for some of you, you may be saying much the same thing. I cannot do this. I am too weak to carry on. I am too weary with this battle. I cannot make it. But the Lord would have me tell you, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. Let that sink so deep into your spirit right now, and let it ignite a new and fresh fire inside of you. Because he doesn't want you hiding any longer. What he sees in you at this very moment is a mighty warrior. And I need you to see that also in your spirit. To take on the whole armor and to get back up. To come out from all this baggage. To let it go. And step forward to what God has for you in the next. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. You were not created to hide yourself, but to stand. And when you have done all to stand, you keep on standing because your foundation is firm. It is secure. You are being called out of that dark place into his marvelous light. He is asking you to let go of some things, to leave it into his hands, for he has never lost a battle, and he never will. And this mountain that stands before you has to bow low to the presence of Almighty God. And you must know that you have the authority in you to speak to those mountains, to get out of your way. And it's time for you to lay hold of who you are in him, to realize that you have that identity, much like Gideon. When you are weak, he is strong, and he has caused you and created you to be an overcomer. And whatever this situation is that you're going through, it's temporary. It has an expiration date. You are not going to be in this place forever. And it may have been such a time of testing and trial, but just know that you are coming to the very end of it by your faithfulness. He has been that fourth man in the fire. He has been there with you in the darkness. He has sat with you in those times of tears, and you are going to redeem joy for every single tear you shed. You may be sitting in that place right now saying, Lord, I don't want to come out of this place. I can't do what you're asking me to do. I don't have it in me to do this. I'm weary and I'm worn from this battle. Just leave me here in this place. But the Lord would have me say to you, rise up, for the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. He sees you through a different light, and there is a strength in you that you didn't know you had. You let that strength begin to arise to the surface. You release the roar that is within you, because it is a time to fight, not a time to sit down. And it's time for you to get up and stand, because the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. What God has laid his hand upon shall be blessed. It shall be anointed. It shall prosper. And that is you, mighty warrior. He has his hand upon you. So you take hold of that mighty, everlasting, unchanging hand, and you refuse to let go, because he's calling you out from among this baggage. He's going to take care of the rest. Your past does not dictate your future and where God is taking you to. And you've travailed very much in prayer, and the Lord has heard you. He has heard every single word. And just know that he's never lost a battle, and he never will. He never will. Ole tesiolo dosete. He never will. Come out from among that baggage. It can't hold you there anymore. The Lord has set you free, and whom the Son sets free is free indeed. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. It's time to stand. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. It's time to speak. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. It's time to take that next step. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. And victory and breakthrough is coming in Jesus' mighty name. He's calling you out to conquer some things. He's calling you out to lay claim to some things. He's calling you out, because every place that your feet trod, you shall inherit. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored by the Most High God. And don't let anyone try to discourage you in the race that you are running, because you are going to run it and finish it to the very last in success and in victory. Let no one or no devil out of hell try to derail you from what the Lord is taking you to. And I speak that fresh strength, that fresh fire into your spirit right now. That warrior spirit in you to rise up. It's not a time to hide and come out, because when you are weak, he is strong, and in his strength, he is raising you up. In his strength, he is leading you out from some things. In his strength, he is embracing you and helping you to let go of some things. Trust him in this process, and know that you are so much more than you think you are. You are that mighty warrior that he sees. And I leave that with you, to let that soak within your spirit. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. I've been hearing that for days. And he kept prompting me and prompting me to release it. Just receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Leave that baggage behind. It can't go where he's taken you. Take on that whole armor, because you're going to overcome all of this. I'm telling you right now, from the depths of my spirit, you're going to overcome all of this. You're going to make it through this. You're going to reach the end of this trial. The expiration date is near. There is a river that's going to run through your desert place. There is that river of living water that is flowing for you in this moment. And I pray that it immerses you right where you are. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior, and nothing shall stop you. You have a firm foundation, and you shall not be moved. With him by your side, you will conquer. You will recover all in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you glory, Lord, and we give you praise. Just know that there's some that's taken on what I would call a new pair of wings, because you are coming out from those trials and you are going to soar even higher. You are shining like pure gold because you've walked through that fire. But just know, He is leading you out. Just know that that expiration date is near and you continue to stand. Do not hide, but come out, for the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. That is the word that He wants you to receive and to remember in this hour. And I just bless each and every one of you. I pray this was a blessing to you. I don't know why He's been leading me toward audios here lately, but He has. But I pray that it's a blessing and that you receive it in the mighty name of Jesus.